Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, Jerry, how can we help you, sir?
Oh, man. I got myself into a doozy, and it's got my head all cloudy. So I got a question for you guys. Maybe y'all can help me out.
Okay, what happened?
So I do a lot of, like, volunteer work and stuff, and I met this kid. His name's Deshaun, real nice guy, and he ends up actually introducing me to his mother. Yeah. And his mom and I totally hit it off, and we're having a good time, and I'm over the house.
Hold on. The how old is Deshaun?
I think he's like 12.
12, okay. Like, when you say he introduced you to his mom, was he like, yo, you and my mom would be a good fit, or?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's got a little game. He kind of pimped me out, I got to admit. Yeah, he was on it.
Okay. So he hooked you up with his mom, and you actually did hit it off with his mother.
Yeah, he totally swiped right, and there I was. And I was like, oh, all right.
That is so weird.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, 2020, crazy stuff.
Yeah, okay, and what's the woman's name is what?
Lisa,
okay, so, yeah.
No, I've hung out with them a couple times, and, like, I'm over the house.
Yep.
And it feels like a little family going on.
Yeah.
Like, we're eating food, like, I'm helping around the kitchen when I can, and then him and I are playing Madden. So, I mean, I've whooped his little butt in Madden. But yeah. When you're going to bring it all out safety, and I got burners like Tyreek Hill on the outside, all I got to do is tap the button. And, like, I mean, that's it.
Wait, so...
You can't do that. And
this is, like, bizarre already.
Basically, what happens is that I don't understand is now she won't return my call.
So the last time you guys hung out, you whooped his ass in Madden. Now his mom won't call you back.
Correct.
Now, at any point did she seem, last time you guys hung out, did she seem kind of weird or?
No, man, it's been like a complete ghosting and I don't get it.
Jerry, you convinced me. We're going to try and call her for you next, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Lisa, my name's Romero. I'm here with Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's a good reason. We got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. Let me explain.
You're actually calling me from the radio?
Yes. I can explain to you really quickly. It's a good reason, okay? Give me 10 seconds.
Okay,
so it's a guy that you know. But he wants to basically go out on some sort of date with you. It could be a virtual type of date if you're afraid to go out right now, which we understand. It could be you guys hanging out at your house, his house, whatever. How about this? How about I just tell you the guy's name and we'll see how you feel about him because, like I said, you know him, and then we'll move on from there. Okay.
Okay, I mean...
Yeah, I know, it's confusing.
You're putting me on the spot, but...
No. Well, let me just... So, his name is Jerry. Apparently, you guys hung out a lot.
Oh, Jerry.
Yes, according to...
No.
No.
No. You don't even need to go any further. Absolutely not.
No, okay,
no.
Okay, well, hold on.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
What
you don't. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it's over.
No. That's fine. It doesn't have to be. Yes, it could be no. But so when we talked to him, he seemed very confused because he said that you guys had a bunch of good, you know, dates and hanging out. He said that he and your son were very close, and he was just wondering.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, and he said that you basically just stopped communicating with him and that your son wasn't allowed to talk to him either. So can you just tell us so we can tell him why?
Okay. If you want to tell him, then maybe he'll learn something. But essentially, a day or two after our last date, like, I walk by my son's room and I hear that he's listening to this rap song. And every other word in the song is a swear word. It's the most inappropriate words and theme of the song. I think you can catch my drift. It's very inappropriate for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And I don't allow that in my house. And I'm listening further because I didn't recognize this song.
Okay.
And I put two and two together and figure out that it is Jerry and my son. and they're doing some sort of like rap battle. And this is clearly a song that either they wrote together or Jerry wrote for him. Wait. And they are singing it.
Boy, hold on. So it, like, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. So it was, they were doing like,
no, it's not funny. I don't condone this. And I think it's absolutely unacceptable and inappropriate. Right. And now, of course, I am second guessing everything that I did. And now this guy's trying to get into our lives. Who does he think he is to teach my son this type of disgusting and disturbing
words? So Jerry's on the phone right now, and he's hearing this. Maybe he can
explain. I don't want to talk to him.
Jerry.
Yeah, hi.
Jerry, is what she's saying true? You guys were having a rap battle and you were, like, swearing a lot?
Yes, it's absolutely true.
Oh, it is true.
Yes, it is true.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Lisa, I'm sorry. Look, the kids are really into it. And I happen to have some experience in that field, and I know some people that do that kind of work. I was trying to help them out.
You don't even need to speak anymore.
What do you mean the kids? Hold on. Lisa, I need to hear this. I'm sorry, Lisa, but you said the kids are into it, so, like, what, they're battling each other at the program and stuff?
Yeah, they watch the shows, they watch them on YouTube and stuff, and they look them all up, and I wasn't going to tell them not to watch them. It was like the whole, like, the group of kids, they're all into it. They all want to, like, do this, and they kind of go back and forth insulting each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, my friends and I used to do this too, back and forth sometimes, so I lent a little hand and tried to give them some assistance as to how to do it a little bit better and record them and show them how to do it so they could do it on their own.
But what type of stuff were you guys saying to each other?
Foolery, just like knocking on people's clothes and their appearances, and
some of your mama's jokes. And like, I heard sexual references.
You heard
sexual references. That's all I need to say. Of course the kids like it because they're 12-year-old boys, and if you're condoning it and making it seem like it's okay, of course they're going to like it.
I just need to know, like, do you remember what any of these sexual references...
I'm not repeating it. I don't have the time or the energy. I'm done.
It was like kissy stuff and touching stuff. I mean, they're little boys. I didn't want to let them get too explicit. It wasn't that dirty.
Talking about their dicks isn't dirty.
Wait, hold on. What were you guys talking about? Dicks? You got to tell us.
I think I came up with some sort of line, like, if there's a hole, I'll fill it. If not, I'll drill it.
Oh, my God. What?
I mean, it's a simple rhyme. There's no cursing. But, you know, when you're a boy, you know, these things, they don't even understand erections. They just get hard whenever. And so, you'll put it in anything. You'll put it in a vacuum. You'll put it in a hose. It's not like these kids have an advantage.
This is like...
What about the other part that you said something about how, like, you're not the first dick that your mom's had?
Oh, my God.
No, you did not.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, she does.
I mean,
that's a little inappropriate for a 12-year-old.
It wasn't even my line. Like, he was kind of getting on me that obviously, like, I'm not the first guy you've ever had. I mean, well, I said, oh, God. I said that, well, you know, every time that your mom kisses you goodnight, you know, you're gonna have to taste me on your mom's mouth.
Okay. This sounds like an awesome freestyle battle, but anyway.
This is disgusting. Okay.
No. It's interesting. So, Lisa, is that no to another date? Do you think you can work it out?
No, I don't even want to be on this phone call anymore.
All right, Lee, can you just let me know if he wins the battle? I gave him some real zingers. Like, he's got a chance. The kid's got a future in this.
Off.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.